us, and welcome back. And we have Dr. Bill Warner, former TSU professor and author, and what I call a driven person to get out the truth about political Islam. It's called politicalislam.com. He has some amazing books, and you have a talent at simplifying things. So basically, you prevent people from playing with their mental blocks. You prevent people from believing in fantasies or lies, and the destruction of the liocracy. I call the neurolinguistic programmer for the body politic and psyche of America is now being exposed. The what they call the Pied Piper of Hamelin for the global elite, Obama, is about to be fully exposed. And you can see it where, you know, even Bernie Sanders is exposing, you know, Clinton. In fact, I've seen photoshops where they mutate Obama into Clinton. And they believe somehow it's fine to have an open border. They believe that there's no such thing as Islam being a danger to America. They don't believe that we really should be a nation state where we actually have borders. And Europeans are finding out the hard way with Angela Merkel, who tries to smirk and you know, look kind, and she's letting all these millions of people come in unvetted. And I just went over a map yesterday with Tim Alexander in Germany, created by these activist organizations, a map of all the flags where rape and sexual molestation has occurred in Germany. It's obscene. And that's only the external thing. We now have the jihad of politics, the jihad of money, the jihad taking over universities and textbooks. And you're the first to expose all these jihads, because the jihad of murder, which I think you've parsed it down very nicely, explains that our population are victims because they're ignorant. They have been received diseducation rather than information that allows them to make a valid decision on what's going on and how they've been lied to by pundits like Obama. It's scary, isn't it?
Well, it is. And let me say here that Obama, I think, is the most successful politician I've seen in my... I've been watching politics for about 60 years. I'm a 75-year-old man. I started when I was a teenager. And he's the most successful president that I've ever seen. He's accomplished more of his goals. He's managed to, in almost a miraculous fashion, manipulate a nation that was once great into a status of being merely ordinary. And a nation now that expects to be lied to and loves it. So he's a remarkable president, I think.
Yeah, I think the man is, he could be not only a great late night TV show, he could be a hypnotist in Las Vegas. This guy is remarkable. Everybody thinks he's a failure. I'm thinking, are you kidding? You just don't know what his goal is. The problem is they don't know what his goal set is, do they?
See. You're right, because I just find him amazing. Of course, I also find the press amazing around him. The first thing I noticed about Obama when they said he was such a great orator, I'm going, he's a dreadful orator. He's a speech reader is what he is, and he does well at that. You give him the right teleprompter, and he does a great talk.
Yeah.
But he's also managed to spoon-feed America a dose of Islam, a bite at a time, to the point where now people are unwilling to even speak the truth about it.
Right.
And because if you... Here's an example. He's tried to tell us, for instance, that there are such a thing as an extreme Islam and a radical Islam and a moderate Islam. When the Erdogan of Turkey has only done the West one favor when he said one sentence. There is no extreme Islam. There's no moderate Islam. There is only Islam. That's the only true thing I've ever heard a leader of an Islamic nation tell us, but he told us the truth. And
the other reason why he said that, I got a simple answer for you. It's because he wants to be the caliph. That's why he's built the largest palace in human history in Turkey.
By the way, I've been in the Balkans, and the Ottoman Empire, I call it the Neo-Ottoman Empire, is coming to power in the Balkans area. For instance, Macedonia, they own all the airports. When you drive in Macedonia, every 10 miles is a brand new mosque, and after a while you realize, put up by the same contractor, the Turks, has the same roof, the same minarets. The Turks also will, if you will convert to Islam in the Balkans, and if you will wear a hijab or any of the tribal dress, they will pay you a monthly salary. Clever, eh?
Well, do you know that the Saudi Arabians will pay $92,000 if you do Hijaz to Europe?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, not only that, listen to this. Most people are aware that the recent visit by Obama was to suppress the 28 pages because it wouldn't just implicate Saudi Arabia and the Israeli Mossad and Academy, which is Blackwater Security, and this overseen by the CIA to train ISIS and ISIL. We're arming the teeth out of them, and since this peace treaty broke, just last week, 250-plus people died in Aleppo being shelled, and we've given man pads and surface-to-air missiles to the Turks to prosecute a war against Russia, the Peshmerga forces, and the Syrian forces right after the election, where I think 87% of the people voted, including in territories that were under control by ISIS, voted for Bashar al-Assad because he lets everybody sit at the table. Yet we still insist on regime change, and it's because Obama is incredibly successful at prestidigitation. Watch my mouth, but don't watch my hands. I mean, what he does is often completely opposite of what he actually is talking about. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is. He's highly skilled. I couldn't do his job. I have an allegiance to the truth, and I just can't lie out of both sides of my mouth simultaneously. But when it comes to Islam, he has managed to convince the nation that, hey, it's a great thing. We need more of it.
Well, the reason is there's been a dark alliance between Islam, and we talked about this with Leo Lion Zagami, who will be back on the program probably next week. Barry Chamish is a Jew who actually was in the IDF force in 1982 in Israel. And Jonathan Gray, who's written a book about the third jihad or the third woe. The fact is that it's a major tool by the globalists to crush the earth and to get rid of the nation state and to homogenize Europe and America into trade zones for global elite. This is a major tool by them, and somehow they're delusional, think that they're going to get control of them enough that they will still have control after they, quote, take over everything. And right now, the latest thing I got to say this is 80 million Turks or Turkic peoples have access to Turkey now with a deal made out in Europe to allow them to have complete visa-free travel all over Europe. That just deal was signed this week in Europe and in Germany.
Well, I shake my head at such events. By the way, one of the things that the people who, let's talk about what you talk about. In America, the leftists think that they can use Islam to help bring the nation down. What right. they don't understand is, yes, they can work together to bring the nation down, but they need to study a little history. Because in Iran, when the left helped to bring the Khomeini to power, 5 days later, Khomeini issued death warrants for all the leaders of the Tudor Party, which was the leftist communist party.
Right.
So, yes, the left will let the Muslims help them bring down the state, but they think they will rule the debris. But no.
Yeah. There's the geopolitical brown shirts, the first to be executed.
Right?
Right?
Well, no, they were the first.
They're the first. They were at the top of the list. You know, give them a haircut, but start the blade below the chin.
Here's the thing. They actually don't need to study history because I was in somewhere. I just came back from Europe, and I forget one of the cities I was in. And I met someone who was they would call themselves a leftist. And I said something about the horror that communism had done in the various countries. She says, oh, that wasn't real communism. You see, real communism has never been tried. So the left is not has no need for history or facts because they're an idealist utopian society they've imaged. So the facts of the ground just simply don't make any difference. And I'm serious. She just looked at me and said, oh, the real communism has never been tried. You don't understand.
Wow. I mean, that's a height of arrogance to suggest all the various forms of communism and extreme socialism. And one of the very interesting, important biological facts, no one is created equal, but everyone has equal value. And that's completely different from the so-called thesis behind the idea of advanced socialism and advanced communism. And of course, Islam is in a sense is another total control system. As Walid Shubat said, a former Palestinian terrorist and now a Christian with his son Theodore at Shubat.com, he said, 86% of what Islam is just political. Just in total agreement. This is several years before I even found out about your website. 86%, and here's a quote from him, of Islam is just political and social control. Period. That's it.
Well, let me give you a brief 30-second summary of Muhammad's life in order to verify what Walid said, who, by the way, is a remarkable man. Here's the summary of Muhammad's life after he became the prophet of Allah. He preached the religion of Allah for 13 years in Mecca and persuaded 150 Arabs to become Muslims. That's about 10 a year. Not really a successful business. But when he went to Medina at the insistence of the Meccans, he became a politician and a jihadist. And I am not making this up. He has an official biography, and this is clearly recorded. He became a politician and a jihadist. In the last 9 years of his life, he had 100 events of jihad. Not 99, not 101, but 100 events. But when he died, every Arab in the Hejaz, which was the core of Arabia, was a Muslim. So, what's the summary of the story? The religion was a failure, the politics and the jihad was an overwhelming, absolute success.
Wow. Now, of course, you're the first I know to parse these jihads down to a jihad of education, a jihad of politics, a jihad of Sharia law. I mean, for example, Sharia compliance, even for people who are non-Muslims, like in Quebec, Canada, they tried to push and say, we're going to remove, pork from the school lunch for all of the children in Quebec. And there are actually lawsuits going on, like here in California, against people that want to stop the hijab, etc. What people should understand is this, they're not trying to just kind of convert people, they're trying to force the entire culture to agree to Sharia law. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, actually, when you read, and this is what drives me nuts, Dr. Bill, is that their battle plan is all laid out clearly, explicitly, and it's been published for 1,400 years. It's just that nobody wants to go read it.
But you made it understandable. Your books are the most, I tell people, you have to read these books. When I talk to people, I'll give you a good example, as I talk to my son, and he thinks that I'm kind of crazy when I say, well, I said, well, you gotta, there's an important skill I learned when I was 3 years of age, and I was a little precocious, so I learned how to read and write when I was three. And I said, if you read with an open mind and you analyze and use logic and don't play with mental blocks, what you'll actually learn is you become wiser and realize that you've been lied to or you've made wrong conclusions, and as you're playing with your mental blocks, you're putting yourself in danger. You know, it says, I like to make the statement, the wise live long, the unwise live short. It's like one of the commandments it says in the Bible, honor your father and your mother that thy days be prolonged. You and I, because we are wise, will prolong the days of people that are listening to this program because it's the next most popular for our downloads in Germany, then even in America. It's the next most popular on earth because they want wisdom to prolong their days. They want to know the truth because they know if they don't know the truth, their physical days, their economic days, their religious days, as these Muslims have said, we will marry your daughters, your grandchildren will go to a mosque, and we will execute those that do not submit to Sharia law.
I mean, and by the way, we need to be clear here. Islam's battle plan does not include the conversion process. It's concluded when the Sharia is put into place.
Right.
Because once the Sharia is in place, all of the rest of it will now just slowly happen.
Well, this happened in Turkey. You made a very good analysis a few shows ago about what happened in Turkey. Remember now the letters in the book of Revelation to the seven churches of Asia were all churches in Turkey. But Turkey is completely Muslim right now. Even all the ancient churches that were in there in the book of Revelation, they're not Christian churches. They're Muslim cities and towns.
Yes.
And that happened gradually because they had these rules and taxes and persecutions. And eventually people said, you know, I think I might as well just turn Muslim.
Let me interject something here. This is something that most people don't know. The Christians and Jews had to become dhimmis, D-H-I-M-M-I.
Right.
Now then, here's the thing. They were treated in their own way worse than slaves, because slaves were to be clothed well and fed well. That's what Islamic law says. Now, the female slaves you can have sex with, but the dhimmi is to be humiliated.
Right.
So what would happen is, if a Christian couple is walking along the street, a young Muslim boy could throw rocks at him. The young Muslim boy would not throw rocks at a slave, but he would at a dhimmi.
Wow. Because
the humiliation was part of being the dhimmi. The humiliation they had to wear, they weren't supposed to carry, they couldn't ride a horse, they had to ride a donkey. And they had to ride the donkey's side saddle. They couldn't have a sword, but they could have a knife. If they were sitting on a chair and a Muslim walked into the room, they had to stand up and give the Muslim the chair. If a Muslim showed up at their door and says, I want to stay for three nights, they had to feed and clothe him. No, they had to clothe, they had to feed and give him a place to sleep for 3 days.
Right.
They had to be humiliated. And so this is what, once the Sharia is in place, then slowly over generations, people just decide, well, wait a minute. I can be a Christian to be humiliated and in poverty and can't have power, can't testify in court. Or I can just go down and say the Shahada and Shazam. I got twice as much money and I have power. So once the Sharia is in place, they don't have to worry about the conversion process. It's
right.
A downhill ride.
Right, downhill ride, yeah. And what people need to realize, evil abounds because good men do nothing. But that may occur over generations. Most of the population are passive. I saw this in my medical profession. I went into medicine having done my research and was accepted at MIT in nuclear physics and turned it down, didn't want to make nuclear weapons. Then did my PhD in marine bacteriology in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor at 21. But when I went into medicine, I went in there very naive, thinking, these doctors really want to solve healthcare problems. Hogwash. They don't want anybody to rock the boat. And what you have to understand is when you ask good questions and you start to find the truth, what you find is, by and large, most of society, if you had Sharia law, say, in America over time, or in territories in America like Deerfield, Michigan, people are just going to succumb to it and say, you know, let's just become good Muslims. Let's stop this persecution. And that's what will happen. And you'll see it start gradually with kids saying, we have Sharia-compliant textbooks. That, hey, the Pope says, for example, that the Quran and the Bible are the same, which is hogwash. I mean, people need to understand this gradual boiling in the raw, I call the beaker of culture, now being Islamified and globalified, is basically to destroy the idea that we are a Christian culture based on European principles and the rule of law is based on the Judeo-Christian ethic, and that's how our law system works. It's not based on Islam. There's no freedom of speech. There's no rule of law in Islam. There's none. It's not compatible with a Western democracy, is it?
Well, I say that our civilization, and I'm going to call it, we belong to a meta-civilization.
Right.
The United States does. And this meta-civilization has as its cornerstone of thought, critical thought, scientific thought, analytic thought. It right. has its ethical cornerstone, what I call unitary ethics, which is another statement of the Golden Rule. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Which others? Well, Dr. Bill, that's all others. But in Islam, you have a dualistic ethical system in which there's one set of rules on how to treat a Muslim and another set of rules on how to treat a kafir, the non-believer. So that's dualistic ethics. So these two civilizations are at, and by the way, under Islam, there's no critical thought. Instead, there's authoritative thought.
Right.
So how are these two civilizations supposed to coexist? We're told, oh, well, they'll happily coexist. No, Islam states clearly, again and again and again, that it must dominate, it must rule, and the Sharia must be in place.
Right.
I ain't making this up.
Right, and the thing is that when you actually see these young men enraged over the idea that we even have alternative viewpoints about the nature of a geopolitical system or a nation state, they get enraged to think, how dare we? We are insulting Muhammad by even thinking these thoughts. That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I try to insult Muhammad with my thoughts on a constant basis. So.
Yeah. Now, I want people out there to understand, if you call in, and this is what I call an intellectual wood chipper, we're going to enter your head into the wood chipper head first, and pieces of you are going to fly out the other end of the back of the intellectual truck. I don't deal with what I call ignorance and what I call bad logic kindly. I don't give quarter to what I call feigned stupidity. A lot of the people are feignedly stupid because they think, well, you can't be politically incorrect and say that Islam is not a valid religion. You can't be intellectually correct and say that they're here to cause trouble. And they parse different groups, for example, saying there's moderate Islam and extreme Islam. And I liked your term you used the last time. You said that's Muslim light or Muslim full force. In other words, you know, Islam light, you know, it's like a light beer, you know, it doesn't have many hops in it, but it's still here.
And by the way, that's how most Muslims are. When I was in Europe, a Muslim came to a political meeting and I immediately saw, oh, this is going to be fun. And so I asked him, I said, hey, do you know anything about the Sunnah of Muhammad? Well, I said, have you read the Hadith? Well, no. I said, have you read the Sirah, the biography of Muhammad? No, I said, have you even read the Quran cover to cover? He said, no, but I have an uncle who's in that mullah.
So, in other words, it rubbed off like the oil of Islam on his skull cap or something. And somehow he is what I call a proxy Muslim. How's that? It's a new form of Islam called proxy Islam.
Are you you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Let's come back, okay? I have lots of what I call persnickety genes in my background. One of my ancestors, Sir Sanford Fleming, that built a railway across Canada and was knighted by the Queen for all of his actions. What do you have to have an attitude of? If you have to pursue the truth like a wild animal pursuing a bleeding prey, and you have to realize you don't take quarter, and you can't be nice. One of the things that, you know, I want to have on my, if I do have enough to bury, which I hope not. Actually, I hope I cause enough trouble there's nothing to bury. But if there is, I want to have a motion detector that has quips from my radio show so that you walk by, it says it, and then there's a hologram of me that comes up, you know, like a ghost. But what I want people to do is I want them to ask questions. Long after I'm gone, 1,000 years from now or 10,000, I want people to ask good questions. They don't have to have all the answers, but you asked a lot of questions. In fact, you got so curious after 9/11, you realized, hey, I don't know everything about this. You went and did what I call aggressively, like an academic, predator, went after the truth, and then you actually organized the literature, which you did in your books, so it was lineal in time. It was shorter, smaller books. It was written in an English that everybody could understand. And if you read this, whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim, you say, what? Does 2 or 3 billion people believe this garbage? Do they understand when most of their moderate or called Islam light realize the effect of them being passive that the extreme Islam are going to cause major problems? For example, in America, I predict, and this is a nasty prediction, but it's what I'm going to predict. I knew about 9/11 coming as a war game simulation before it was 6 months before my meeting with the CDC and FBI director on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. I did with Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97 on biological and radiological terrorism because I was there, one of their point men. I predict this year, before Obama leaves office, the Abominator, I call him, they will have ISIS or ISIL terror on American soil that will make 9/11 pale. I expect that there will be a bilateral domestic security bill that both will be whining about the 50,000 or whatever number of people that are dead or radiologically or biologically destroyed and how many people are wounded, that we now have to carry our chip, go everywhere, because we can't go to a stadium or shopping center unless we are chipped and tracked. And people say, that can't happen. I'm thinking, no, there's no excuse for that level of stupidity because it's lethal to all of us. It's like giving a man in a lifeboat with 60 people in it a fire axe and he's psychotic and thinks he needs to open a hole in the bottom of the boat to let the water out. Okay? You can't do that. You can't tolerate stupidity in your population when it puts us all at risk. That's what you're doing is you're trying to, like, you know, like a good cleaning company, cleaning up the stupidity of the population and putting us all at risk. And we have someone like a Pied Piper of Hamelin, like Obama, and now the head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, is actually threatening that talk show hosts like myself and people like yourselves that actually talk about Islam, that she's going to prosecute and or jail us. Bring it on, bitch. Bring it on. I am so sick and tired of people that think political correctness is a basis, whether it's environmental issues or Islam, that you're going to jail people that disagree with you, even if we have the evidence to prove otherwise. I will not tolerate it. To the last drop of my breath, to the last oxygen molecule leaving my body, as my wings fly away to heaven. I will not tolerate it. And out there, people, if you tolerate this stuff like most of Islam, you're going to be stuck in a system where, even if you're, quote, Islam light, you and your children are going to suffer under this mess. Okay? What's your solution to it, Professor?
Well, you call me Professor, and my solution is being a professor. We're creating a CSPI, that Center for the Study of Political Islam in Europe, and we're calling it an educational movement. Our answer to ignorance is, you're sitting down and can take this, facts and knowledge.
Right.
And it's a simple description, although it can be a bitter pill for some people to swallow.
Well, you're very, very good. I'm like half a lawyer. If I was to depose you in court or do a voir dire, and you laid out all the documents and books on the tables, we're doing the deposition, the other side would be cringing, quivering, and probably having a grand mal intellectual seizure because how could they counter your facts that are laid out? And you're not even being nasty about the religion. You're not even being nasty about the religion. You're just saying, here's the facts, here's the reference, and the most powerful thing I've learned in a court of law, whether it's medical, legal, or otherwise, is a very powerful thing called quotation marks.
Yes. Well, I'm just one succession of quotation.
Exactly, yeah. We'll be back in a moment with Bill Warner, former TSU professor, politicalislam.com. Get the books, read them, absorb them. As they say, like the book of Revelation, it says, and I read a book, and it tasted sweet in my mouth, but it turned my stomach. Guess what? This will turn your stomach, and it'll turn you against these fools like Obama and the head of the CIA and head of the Justice Department.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Line scale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove line scale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. Bill, I think it's important for you to explain how they try to refute your evidence. And by the way, after the show today, we're going to do a recap on live stream. What I tell people to do is go to our live stream link on the Listen Live, sign up, so you'll get a notice on your phone that tells you when we're going to do a live conference. You can sign in to actually make a comment and call into the program, which is a recap after the program today, by going to NutraMedical, NUTRI Medical number 1, and you can sign in, and we'll put you up on the sign in list of people that can actually call in, and you can post your questions there and your statements, and they have to be, you know, no ad hominem attacks and everything on topic. We also, the call in phone number is 1-209-682-5678. We pay for a special phone number for our recap shows right after the show. So we'll have Professor Warner, Dr. Bill Warner here after the show for you know, a recap, and we'll go directly to the political Islam sites. You can see the books, you can see the information, you can see some of the videos we'll post. And what you're doing is very remarkable, Bill. I think it's, we have a, by the way, I checked our stats. Our people in Germany, right after America, are the largest audience, and I guarantee you a lot of it's because of what you've been doing on political Islam. So, let's proceed. Tell us all about the evidence.
Well, let me tell you how they deal with my facts. I mean, you've laid out and you've said basically, look, Bill, what you do is you make the doctrine of Islam easy to read so that you can read the source text, not opinions, but the facts of the matter.
Right.
And here's the way they handle it. They say that they don't ever say anything. When I give the facts, they say, oh, see, he's anti-Muslim. He's a bigot. We just had an episode with this where NPR, National Public Radio, a competitor of yours, Dr. Bill, or maybe not.
They're not a competitor. These are just information ops, just like what I call, CBS, but you can also hear BS, too.
But anyway, what they said was is that people such as myself who go on radio programs, it's horrible because we're attacking innocent people who are religious people who've come here to America to prosper and be a part of America, and then I'm attacking these wonderful people, and I'm a terrible man for doing this. Hello. I don't attack Muslims, except for, I don't even attack Muhammad. I just say what he did and said. So I never have anybody say to me, oh, well, Bill, you know, this thing when you said this about dualism in the Quran, that's completely wrong, because here's why. That's an argument. Instead, what they do is just say, oh, he's a hater. He's a big, he's a liar.
Yeah, so in other words, they don't want to get into an intellectual dialogue and invokes inductive or deductive logic or quote marks of actually what the hadith, the shura, and these various calls to do Islamic, as I say, if you want to go to learn how to dance like Fred Astaire, you go to a Fred Astaire dance school here in California. And if you want to be a good Muslim, you have to learn how to dance after you behead people, of course, dance like Muhammad, you know?
Well, and we can now know why Muhammad wants you to dance. And by the way, I strongly encourage people to read his life. The original biography of his is an 800-page book, which is like mind-breakingly translated. But I've done the heavy lifting. I've made it so that you can read these same books, except they're done in simple sentences. So the point I want to make to you is his life is fascinating. Spies, counter-spies, secret agents, assassinations, gang rape. Sex slaves, enslavement.
Now, I want to touch on an issue that came up with my son when he was on, Matthew, who disagrees with me on this. But we had him on the last hour with Jonathan Gray, who's written something very similar to what you said, what Leo Lionsgami from Romus and what Barry Chalmers has said, is that the Vatican was directly involved with the initial, if you call it, birthing of Islam with Muhammad. And Islam turned on them, which is why the Crusades happened. And now we have a realliance with the Jesuits, who had infiltrated many of the churches, including the Church of England and Germany. We have the rise of Chrislam, which is this idea that the Quran and the Pope have said this, and Islam is the same documents, basically. And what people don't understand is that, and I want to raise this question, historically, the fact is that the Catholic Church and the Vatican was directly involved in birthing Islam, weren't they?
That I'm not so sure of. I've heard the theory, but I can tell you this. The opposite did happen, and I can prove it. The Catholic Church was shaped by Islam because of the Dark Ages, because the Catholic Church was forced into the position of having...
Yeah, that's later on. What we have, for example, when we have Jonathan Gray, and both, and also Leon Lionsgami and Barry, is they have understood that what happened is initially there was a specific assigned monk or priest to actually help Muhammad. That's why you'll see a lot of the same doctrines, virtually identical, especially Mariology. And there's even shrines, say, in Egypt, with both Christians and Muslims visit the same shrines because much of Islam is virtually a photocopy of ancient, quote, Christian dogma taught in the early Catholic Church 1,000 years ago.
Well, here's the deal. What I say to people, when I debate with Muslims, I says, let me establish the fact that I'm a kafir. I believe that Muhammad was deluded, and that the Quran, listen carefully, is a derivative work.
Right. It's a derivative of a perverted version of early Christianity by a bunch of popes that were involved in literally trying to control North Africa and the groups they considered apostate Christianity, like, for example, the Egyptian versions of Christianity and the Syrian versions that were not under the control of the Vatican. And they figured, well, we'll raise up Islam to take back Jerusalem, and when they wouldn't give it back, they started the Crusades. So the Crusades arose because Islam said, hey, we're going to build the Dome of the Rock, and to heck with you, we're going to tear down the Church of St. Catherine on top of the temple, on the temple of what's called the Temple Mount, which really is the Fortress of Antonius, because it's not where the actual, historically, the temple was. It was below the Springs of Gihon, below the Eastern Gate. So the issue is, Islam is now making a realliance like they did initially when it was birthed. And that's why you've actually studied it, and you can look at Mariology. The Mariology inside Islam is extremely strong, isn't it?
Actually, yes. And it does go into a lot of detail. There's also some mistranslations of verses which make her story even more real, if you will. But that's a whole other issue.
Exactly.
The Jesuits, by the way, are supposed to be logical, fact-based reasoning. I criticize the Jesuits because they've given up on fact-based reasoning, and
they're the ones in the original Catholic Church that actually birthed Islam. And the reemergence after seven centuries of the current Pope, Pope Francis, as a Jesuit. Remember, the Jesuits infiltrated the churches, in the Protestant churches in Central Europe and Germany, as well as the Church of England, which was the basis for the British Empire, which is an alliance between the Jesuits and the British banker elite. That's what really happened.
Well, I just wish they would tend to their business, which is supposed to be fact-based reasoning and critical thought.
I don't think so. They're highly educated, though. Remember now, these people were supposed to be highly educated, but they're also very evil. And right now, Islam is, you know, we've had a number of things happen, including three factors that are driving Muslims out of their territory. Massive drought in the last 20 years, the apocalyptic views of both Shiite and Sunni Islam, and the rise of geopolitical alliances between global elite that want to use Islam as a tool to homogenize cultures and destroy national states. All of these three factors are actually converging to create a major conflict, which, you know, they predicted. Remember, in the British Museum, they had a letter back from Albert Pike that was over a century ago. There was a high-level Mason here in America that actually predicted that the third war, Great War, would be a fight between Christianity, which is what it is, and the Western nations, and Islam. The Third Crusade, which Jonathan Gray has talked about, is the third woe. And all Muslims, if you actually talk to Muslim imam clerics, both Shiite and Sunni, they know we are now into the third jihad, the final one that was prophesied even by through Islam as the final jihad before Sharia law, and they take over the world and set up a caliphate in Jerusalem, by the way, not in Turkey or anywhere else, but in Jerusalem.
Well, here's the trouble. I live in the South, Nashville, Tennessee, which is called the buckle on the Bible Belt. Let me assure you that the church's pants are down around its ankles.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
In Tennessee, the churches are now, their influence doesn't go beyond their parking lot. My criticism of the churches in Tennessee is, and I restrict it to Tennessee because I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what's happening in Ohio, is that they will not enter the fray. They will not fight. They're trying to compromise their way to victory. You'll never find, there are, the average minister is quite ignorant on the subject of Islam and just wants it to all be nice. He does not want to engage the facts. And here's the problem. Once you engage the facts of Islam, you can actually convert Muslims by teaching them who Muhammad was.
Right. These are not stupid people. Many of them are very intelligent. And most of them are only Islamic because they're born into an Islamic society. But if you actually educate them, just like Walid Shabbat, who met this American woman and became an American, and his son, Theodore Shabbat, tells the truth more than any other Muslim I know. The fact is, and you quote him, is we're dealing with not a stupid people, but a people who have been miseducated purposely for centuries.
Yes. And what we need to do is I have a friend in Europe who is a former Muslim who's now a Christian, and he preaches the gospel in northern Iraq. He says, I never preach the gospel until I tell them first who Muhammad was.
Right.
He says, your books, Bill, have helped me to do that. He says, once I explained to them who Muhammad was, I then asked them the question, is this the religious leader you want, or would you prefer a religious leader who only talks to him about Jesus?
Right.
He doesn't engage the Quran. Instead, he engages Muhammad because he's easy to understand. And so he has enormous success doing this. My criticism of Christians in America is they need to know who Muhammad is, too, so they can convert Muslims and exercise the Great Commission.
They also have to know who Isa is, because the Quran preaches that when Jesus returns, because they believe in a return, but he believes he'll come back as a Muslim, and that he will behead those who will not convert to Islam when he returns. That's what the Muslims teach.
See, this is what drives me nuts when these well-meaning ministers say, well, you know, the God of the Quran and the God of the New Testament are the same. I just want to baby shake them.
Right. Yeah. It's like, excuse me. It's like I walk into an ICU and I got a junior resident who didn't know squat and they're going to kill the patients. I say, and he says, hey, they're all doing great. I'm thinking, I'm walking, flipping the church and say, this will be dead in 2 hours. This one won't make it to the morning. This one here, you're already killing. You got to stop doing what you're doing. And you walk around and you say, would you please go over to my office afterward? We're going to have a long talk, okay? The problem is the same thing with these ministers. And we have Tex Mars on the program, Pastors and Churches Gone Wild. I can't take enough intellectual anti-nauseans to go to a public church in America. I can't. I can't go there without asking questions of, why won't you speak out against geopolitical issues? Why won't you talk about the truth about Islam? Why don't you deal with the issue of pro-life? They get offended. When I start doing talks all over the country, United States and Canada, on pro-life issues 20 years ago, more than that now, I got my ear slammed so hard I had to pull it away from my body once I made the call so I wouldn't lose hearing from it having slammed down so hard.
I can give you a dreadful story that happened to a woman here. There was an issue that came up having to do with abortion. She was of a Protestant branch that had 25 churches here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
She called all 25 of them to come give a talk about this political issue of abortion, which was on the ballot. Only 24 of them says, no, we don't ever deal with contentious issues in our church.
Right,
if you
exactly.
deal with contentious issues, close your doors.
I got less than 5% of Protestants and 25% of Catholic churches that would allow me, if I brought the donuts and the treats and arranged the chairs and the projector, to actually come to their church and talk. Most of them were in the deacon's board, had people looking in there, and you can tell they were in what I call a pre-seizure state. They were terrified of what Deagle was going to say because they realized, like the British, my God, Captain, we have a cannon on the deck and it's lit and it's floating around and who knows what it's going to do. It could even blow the door off the captain's cabin. You know? People need to grasp this. We're dealing with a frightened church, a useless church, an apostate church, a silent church, a God help us going to hell church. And I like to use the word hell. He has lost our love. That's what hell is. You don't go to hell. You have a hellish relationship with God here because you're not doing God's will. You and I are doing God's will because we don't have a hellish relationship. The churches that are silent in the face of evil like this, they're already in hell. It's just not evident because the body hasn't dropped away. They're not dead yet. That's it.
Well, you and I agree on the state of the church, and it breaks my heart.
Well, no, we're going to break their heart. We're going to get in their face. The one word I want to make sure never is mentioned when they mention my name, either while I'm alive or dead, is the word nice. There's nothing nice about Dr. Deagle. I will die for you. I will do anything for you to help you free, but I won't put up with a centillion of crap, and I will never be use the word nice, which means I'm not going to lie to you to make you like me so that I can sell you something or do something. I will be 100% like God says, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. The only way you can do well is to hear and do Shema, God's will, which means you don't waver with a centillion of what God has told us through the Bible and the truth to tell the people. You know, Jesus isn't coming back as Isa. He's not coming back to behead people because he won't convert to Islam. Jesus is not, as they preach in Islam, not the incarnation of the Most High God, but just another prophet. This is a lie. He is the incarnation of the Creator God in the flesh. That's what his name means, Yahashua HaMashiach. Okay? He is not a minor prophet. He is God in the flesh.
Well, I know ministers here in the state of Tennessee who would not get in the same room with you.
Well, let me tell you, let's put it this way. I would be like Jeremiah and Isaiah, and if I called down fire from heaven, they would all be turned to a pile of ashes.
Well, somebody needs to launch them because let me tell you something. In Nashville, Tennessee, when you meet clergy, they're nice, they're kind, they're sweet, they're loving, they're sensitive, and they're cowards.
And you know what? I would vomit in their church. I would literally, in the middle of their stadium or their church room, I would vomit, intellectually and otherwise. I cannot stand going to a public church in this country. It's evil. The same way as a passive church in Canada or Europe or Australia, they only want to look at buildings and they want to have what I call happy church. They go in there and they want to, hey, I shook hands with a black man. He patted me on the back. We sang songs. I got tingly. Everybody loves Jesus. Don't talk about anything controversial, for God's sake. Don't talk about, you know, like Bernie Sanders and the fact that he's a Bolshevik. Don't talk about the fact that the Democratic Party are rabid on the issue of abortion. No. You know, and as you confront people on these things, and by the way, I did this back in 1992 at the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology in Canada, where I presented two papers, and I knew the next women were women, they're going to be really pro-abortion. So I said, you know, 93% of abortions in the world are female. They're not Down syndrome, they're not birth defects, they're not trisomy 18 or 13, they're women, they're females. People need to grasp this. They need to get with the program. They need to stop the BS. And
well,
you know what?
I've stood in churches and says you reduce the entire Bible down to two breaths. Be nice. I said, let me tell you something. If you study the Gospels, Jesus was not a nice man.
No, no. He said they were vipers. They are of the synagogue of Satan. He went to the temple. Even when they arrested him, he said, why do you come like this to the garden, to the olive grove at night with your soldiers? And they cut off the ear of one of his one of the apostles cut off one of the ears of the soldiers, and he healed it back again. He said, why do you come like this? Didn't I not come to the temple and speak plainly to you? In other words, tell you you're a bunch of vipers and reprobates and liars?
And they did it in a public place.
Yeah, I did it in a public place, so nobody could say, well, you're hiding this, or you're going to publish some article somewhere, or you're going to set up a kind of a militia to try to see if you can attack at the night and kill them in their bedclothes, the members of the Sanhedrin. No. Jesus told them plainly to their face, you're a liar, you're a cheat, you're a disgrace to Israel, to their face. And what they did was instead of accepting him as the Messiah, God in the flesh, they crucified him. And they crucify us for telling and raising the truth as a banner before God. That's how vile this is. God help us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Thank you. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn.
Yeah, it's the end, all right. It's the end of logic. It's the end of decency. It's the end of the church. It's the end of America. A little bright light is shining because, you know, Donald Trump is getting in. But by the way, even if they assassinate, the movement toward truth has to happen. People have to start getting out of their comfort zone and becoming real Christians, real believers, real movers in the way. And I call it the way, we/I. We need to be compassionate toward those who've done evil, like Hillary Clinton, who've been converted by her satanic witchy family. So she's the highest level female Mason and witch. We need to be praying for a Barack Obama who's a manufactured entity, the Photoshop kid, who's doing evil to our country with a political jihad. We need to pray for Muslim people all over the world that are in a satanic faith that wants to subjugate the world to an evil, and they themselves will be destroyed by it. We need to pray for a nation, America, and for Europe that's now being drowned in a hirage that's destroying Europe as we speak. And now this week they signed a deal to allow 80 million Turks to travel with visa-free all over Europe. I mean, I grieve now because I realize this is no longer a speculation. We don't have to be prophets anymore. We just have to be journalists.
Well, if we had real journalists, we would have less of a problem as well.
Right. So, Bill, they need to go to politicalislam.com. We want to do a kind of a recap after the show today. And after the show tomorrow, we'll do one with Harley Schlanger. But I really want people to get in the face of their pastors. Get these books and give them a copy. Come back and ask them, did they read the damn things? Have them contact you and actually get educated and realize that the beginning of wisdom is the knowledge of how unwise you are. The beginning of education is to realize how you don't even know how to use your own brain to do inductive and deductive logic to find the truth. People nowadays, for some reason or other, they're, I call Google geniuses, or they believe in political correctness, which is almost like what I call a priesthood of anti-truth. Like the, what I call the Ministry of Truth, remember from 1984?
Oh, yes.
The Ministry of Truth. And that's what we have now. The churches are ministries of truth, and so is the education and the government. They tell us, don't evangelize Muslims. They have an equally valid thing to the Bible. You know? And they have...
And the universities are establishing safe spaces so that you will never be offended by an idea that you don't like.
Exactly. So we really don't have educational institutions. We call disinformation institutions.
I call them indoctrination centers.
And I saw the same thing in medicine. When I raised the issue of the diabetics of high insulin, and I threw the data before Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Research Institute, he freaked out. It was like being on the set of The Exorcist, because just like in the religious realm and the churches, the medical system, the geopolitical system, doesn't want people to ask AXE really good questions. They want to continue their ministry of truth, disinformation, to maintain control and maintain evil. Come out of her, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth, lest you will share in her curses. And that means you, the church out there. That means you, people that want to support abortion, like Democrats, like you that think that borders are not important. Guess what? They are. Thank you, Bill Warner. We'll do a recap after the show. You can sign in at NutraMedical One.
Costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mud Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.